Hey everyone, my name is Betsy Carreño, and welcome to the first episode of the Dominican Star podcast. So, a little bit about me. I work at the newspaper. I'm currently the co-chief. I co-chief with Angel. My major is in psychology, and my minor is in philosophy. And I am an incoming sophomore, or I guess by the time this releases, I am a sophomore. A little bit about this podcast, why I started it. I wanted it to be used basically just for students and student life so that there's more involvement, students can feel more connected, and there is someone that I feel like you might be able to relate to, like some of the topics that you'll like. For the first episode, I want to talk a little bit more about myself so that you're not listening to a random stranger just talking. And then after, we'll actually get into the actual episode of the podcast and what it's actually going to be about. I do want to make a little segment, though. I think it'd be fun to have like a couple of segments, and I feel like it'd also be something that you know about me. I love to read, so I guess something that I want to keep consistent is to mention what I'm reading. So right now I'm actually not reading anything, which I feel like is a little ironic, but I just finished reading the book Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zahner. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But yeah, I just finished reading that book. I absolutely loved it. It's a memoir and it was amazing. And it's actually from the artist. I believe her artist's name is Japanese Breakfast. And I loved listening to her music. It was actually really great. But yeah, that's actually that was the book I last finished reading, and I'm waiting to see what book I start reading next. But currently I have no reads, which I feel like is a bit ironic. But yeah. About myself, I'm 18. My birthday is August 29. So I guess by the time this releases, I'll actually be 19. Let's see. My favorite color, I guess it would be either pink or blue. They're always kind of in a tie, so there's that. You usually see me drinking coffee. I'll be carrying like my water bottle with water. But if I have to buy something from here, like from Cyber, then it'll probably be a mango smoothie. I'm obsessed with those for literally no reason. But some of my hobbies, actually, I play a little acoustic guitar. I used to play more when I was like in fifth grade, but I kind of stopped. So yeah, I play a little bit, you know, I know some of the chords. Since I do like to read, I do have like a couple favorite authors. If it's like, I guess like classical books, I would say Jane Austen. I have like most of her books and I've read most of them and I absolutely love them. But I guess a current author, I've recently been enjoying an author called Emily Henry. She took out like a new book recently. I think it's called Happy Place, and I read it and I loved it. So yeah, definitely her books. I definitely like that author. I have a couple of jobs. I know it's kind of funny, but you usually see me on campus just because I do work at the newspaper. So I'm running around doing some newspaper errands during my office hours. And if not, then I'm running around during class, obviously. But I also work in the financial aid office. So you'll be seeing me there sometimes, just kind of walking around with a bunch of files. But yeah, so I'm usually on campus a lot. And then off campus, I work at a restaurant. I am definitely very busy. I have two pets right now. I have a cat and her name's Sushi. She's a ginger cat and I absolutely adore her. So my sister doesn't get mad. It's actually my sister's cat. I love Sushi so much. So I consider her part of my cat too. And then I also have a dog. He's a German Shepherd mixed with a Husky. But honestly, he doesn't really look like a Husky. He mostly looks like a German Shepherd. Yeah, I would just say he's a German Shepherd. His name's Monaco. Just like some like little things about me. Obviously, I like writing. I love reading, writing, all of that, which is why I'm in the newspaper. But I also like baking. I adore when I have time. And then I have two younger sisters. I kind of mentioned one of them. The one that has a cat, her name is Jessica. She's 13. And then I have another younger sister. Her name's Paula and she's 7. So that will make me the oldest. I have no brothers. And then I guess for what I did this summer, just so you have somewhat of an idea, I worked a lot, but I did also take like a couple of mini trips. I guess you could say they were, like, weekend trips, but it was kind of, like, more like a week for each trip. I think the first place I went to was to Michigan. I think it's called Holland, Michigan. I went there to go see tulips, which are my favorite flowers, so that was definitely really fun. The second trip I went to was to New Jersey. I want to go visit some family, and I love going to New Jersey. There's something about it. I think it's really peaceful, and when I go, it's just, I love going. I usually go on walks, and there's like a park nearby where my family lives, so I usually bike right over there, or I also skateboard a little, by a little, I mean I can only ride, so I do no tricks, because I tried once, and I ended up having a bunch of bruises all over myself because I kept falling. And after that, my mom told me not to do that anymore. So I learned no tricks, but I can ride. So I usually take my skateboard and I ride over there. And then the last trip, I went to Wisconsin Dells, which I guess it would be also one of my favorite trips I went to. It was really fun. I went with my family. That was really nice. We went to like the little town that they have, and it was so fun. So yeah, that's kind of what I did this summer. Now, to actually get into the podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about how to have a good start to a semester, just because I feel like this is still early on. I feel like even though we all kind of know, like we all kind of have an idea of how to have a good start to a semester, I feel like it's good to have reminders and someone to remind you. And yeah, so I wrote down a couple of bullet points, and I'll be adding onto them a little bit, putting some examples. The first bullet point, I think that we should get a routine going, especially like to get a routine for when you're going to sleep, when you're going to eat, because I feel like if you don't make time for it, then you're actually not going to do it. So yeah, definitely, and especially if you have like a really busy schedule, obviously like fitting in like a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you should definitely do that. And also fitting in like bringing in snacks or what times you're going to eat. I feel like having a good routine going, that's definitely number one. Second thing is I put don't procrastinate, just because I know that it can be so easy to procrastinate and to leave things for last minute, especially if you work while under pressure, which is definitely sometimes what I do, but that's not a good idea. Let's say you go out, right? Like you're out with your friends, you're having a fun time, and then you realize, like, when I get home, I can't, like, rest. Like, when I get home, I'm not going to be able to, like, go to sleep and rest. Like, I have to get home. I have to do all of these homework assignments. And I have to do these readings and whatever, whatever. Or you could also just be like, oh, like, I'm just going to go to sleep. But I'm going to have to do it early in the morning. Or then you don't even do it at all. And that's not good either. Don't procrastinate. Definitely do your things. Stay on top of them. Fit in time to do it. I think for number three, it kind of goes well with that, because my third recommendation is to get a planner. Like I explained, I'm always really busy and running around. I had to get a planner. I didn't think I was going to need one. Because I never used one when I was in high school. So I just thought like, no, it's going to be fine. And I swear, 1 week into being here, I was like, no, I need to buy a planner. Because it was just, I like knowing when things are coming up. So I got like a planner, and then I would look at the calendar, and I would write down when I would have future tests. And then I got a paper planner just because I feel like they work better for me. But obviously, like, do what works better for you, because I know you could also do them like on Google Calendars or something. But yeah, no, I had to get a paper planner. I got the little notebook, and then I would look at the weeks, and for like notes, I would write down like tests that were coming up. So I'd be like, you have an algebra test next Tuesday. And then I'd put study, like study, please study. So yeah, I definitely recommend getting a planner. Number four, I put that we have to do things that give us peace, just because as much as it's super fun to be on campus and to be in school and like all of these things, it's definitely stressful. And it can be a lot sometimes. So having things that you know that will give you peace and that'll relax you, that's always super fun. Some things that I like to do is I like going on walks, even if it's raining, which is something so weird about me. I don't know. But when it's like pouring outside, like just pouring raining, I sometimes just walk outside. Like I just walk outside with like nothing on, like no coat. I just let it, like I let the water soak. And it's really nice. I don't know. It's like, I think my sister used the word cleansing. She was like, it's so cleansing when I do this. So yeah, I definitely like doing that. But yeah, I like going on walks. I also like reading. I bake. I stress bake a lot. So when it's finals, I have like no time to do anything. And that's when I make the time to make muffins, which is like my favorite thing to bake. I watch movies too, which I'm not a big movie person. I prefer to watch shows or to read. But when I get like really stressful and I want to have something to do that's like peaceful, I just start like binge watching a bunch of like comfort movies. I think, oh my God, I love Ratatouille. So I always binge watch that movie. Moving on from that, the next thing I think that we should do is to know when to give ourselves mental health breaks. I feel like it's good to know like around what time, like for example, like we all know that finals are stressful and midterms. I don't know if I find midterms more stressful than finals just because it's literally the middle of the semester. If you know like during those times that you get stressful and that you know you're overworking yourself and you're pushing kind of like a limit, definitely knowing to give yourself a mental health break and doing just like kind of relaxing, just giving yourself a couple of minutes to breathe, that's always nice. So yeah, definitely knowing how to give yourself a mental health break and when, just knowing the signs for yourself, because I know everyone's different. Next, I have, so I think this bullet point is really important, but having something to look forward to daily, weekly, and monthly, and like obviously yearly, but like that's really far, but daily, weekly, and monthly, just because I feel like we can get so into our heads of like the assignments we need to do and like personal things that we need to do in life and how to keep going, like, oh, like I have to do this, I have to do that. And just having like something really small to look forward to, even if it's like weekly, I feel like better like when it's been a hard day. Like I know last semester I was on campus. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays were like my longest days. By the end of the day, I was so tired. Like I think it was like 2 p.m. and I was just ready to go home and I had to stay till like 5 or 6. I remember to make up for it, I would be like, I'm going to buy myself a mango smoothie, which is how my addiction to mango smoothies started. I would definitely be like, I'm going to get a mango smoothie and everything's going to be okay. Like, I would just kind of kept looking forward to that. Just so, like, it was, like, a little reward for going through my normal day. But I definitely loved it and I enjoyed it. So, yeah, having something to look forward to daily, weekly, and monthly, I think that's really important. Next, I have to find a study place. I feel like this is important just because if you have a place where you know you can study, I feel like it's a stress that you don't have to deal with necessarily, just because I know when like I have a lot of things to do, I get in my head like a lot and I start thinking like, oh my God, like I have to do this, I have to do that. I don't even know like what to start working on, like where do I start, like everything's due. And it doesn't help when I procrastinate. So I feel like just the added stress of like, okay, I know what I have to work on. I don't know where. And I know like, especially like, I know at home, I can't focus in my room because I get distracted with my things around myself. And I start looking at like little like knickknacks that I have, like just hanging around on my desk. And then I start playing with things. And then if I have music on, then I usually put music on in my TV. I start playing around with the controller and then I just get really distracted. I know like for me, if I have to study at home, then I study in the kitchen just because I feel like it's easier. I know my sister studies in the living room. Yeah, that works for her. I study in the kitchen. And then if I'm on campus, which I don't know if I should say my study places because then it'll be really filled. But if you like a really loud place, I don't know why, I enjoy being in the dining hall. If I'm doing work that isn't work that I need to think that hard about and I kind of want some noise, I like the dining hall. Yeah, it's nice. I love studying outside if I can, but if the sun's out and I can't see my laptop, I do like paperwork outside. If I want somewhere really, really quiet, obviously the third floor library, but also going to like another building. So because these are all in Lewis, I know Palmer has really quiet places once you like start going up. Just definitely looking around for how you feel when you study. Like, do you excel more when you study in a really quiet place or in a really loud place? And then kind of going from there to see like where you're the most comfortable with. Next, before I end, is learning how to adapt to change. I know it's like a lot of change just in general, especially if you're dorming. I'm a commuter. I live with my parents. I see them every day, basically. I see my sisters and my pets. And even though like I know it changes, definitely it's a big change from high school to college. I know it should be an even bigger change if you're dorming. You're living somewhere, like maybe it might be like the first time you're living on your own or by yourself or with someone that you don't even know, like it could be a stranger. So I know like it could be a really scary experience, and learning how to adapt with that change and finding new ways to cope with that, I feel like that's really healthy, that's really good. And then second to last is reaching out to professors if you need help. Our professors are here to literally help us learn and to help us grow. And if we don't understand something, like, you have to ask, like, especially, like, if, okay, because I know, like, for me, I know I'm saying this right now, like, yes, ask your professors. But when it's time for me to ask my professors, I literally do not ask for help. If I find the professor intimidating, which sometimes they might not even be intimidating, but if I find them intimidating, I will not be asking for help because I get scared. I'm like, no, like, oh my God, like, no, I can't ask them for help. If you're, like, kind of scared or, like, you're a little bit too nervous to ask your professors, you could obviously ask a tutor. They're also there to help you, and like, they're literally willingly to help you. They're just waiting for you to come. You could just set up appointments. I don't know if they take walk-ins, but definitely setting an appointment and getting the help you need. I know they also do Zoom. I asked for a tutor for neuroscience so they could check some of my work, and I did it through, I think it was email, and it was really helpful. The last thing I have on the list is to go to all of the school events that you can go to. Obviously, like, the ones that you find fun. Like, if you know, like, if there's a school event that you're like, I'm actually really don't want to go to that, then don't go. But going to the school events that you know you'll find fun is obviously something you should do. Some of the school events I went to a lot of them just because I was already on campus. So I was like, I mean, might as well. But I remember there was like a food truck for churros, and they would put ice cream on it, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. I was also kind of nervous because the line was so long, and I had a class, so I was in line for like an hour, I think. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe like 30 minutes, but it was kind of get really close to like when my class started, and I didn't want to be late, so I was kind of like hoping, like, oh my God, please just start soon. And I did end up going to class on time with the churro. And my professor was just looking at me as I was eating my churro. And then some of the classmates, I guess, just started walking in with, like, just churros and ice cream in hand. And he was like, what is going on? But, yeah, definitely going to all of the school events. I also went to Build a Buddy. I think that's what they call it. Where it's basically, like, you just pick a stuffed animal and then stuff it. Like, that's literally the event. But it gets so full. And, like, there's line, yeah, like, it also gets really full, and there's also, like, a really long line. But I love going to that. It's super fun. I think I did it twice, and I ended up giving both of the stuffed animals away to my parents, because the first time I did it, I think I got a cat, and I named the cat Winston. And my mom was like, where's mine? And I was like, this is mine. Like, what do you mean, where's mine? And then the second time I did it, I think I did a fox. So then when I got the fox and the cat, I think I gave my mom the fox and I gave my dad the cat. That was definitely really fun. Going to the school events, please, like, you won't regret it. And, like, you'll probably see friends. And, yeah, it's just a really fun experience. So I definitely think you should go to all of the school events. If these tips help, like, please take them. If you don't think they're going to work for you, then do not listen to me, you know. Take what resonates. Don't listen to all of the tips if you don't think that they'll work for you. Those were all of the tips that I have to have a good start for the semester, which we got this. It's still early in the year. And I know, like, for a lot of us, like, it's a new change. Maybe you're taking more classes. Maybe you're taking less. Maybe you have stuff going on personally. I know it's a big change. And yeah, just having like a couple of tips, or knowing, like, having some type of guide as to where to go, I think that's a good idea. How to contact me. If you guys want to talk to me, you can contact me by email. My email is B and then C-A-R-R-E-N-O and then just at my.dom.edu. You could also come to my office hours. So my office hours are Tuesday from 8 to 10 in the morning. And then they're also on Thursday in the afternoon. So from 4:30 to 6:30, which you see now how I always end up having like really early mornings and then really the afternoons, which is why I'm on campus literally all day. The newsroom is, I believe it's called Power Hall. It's in the L stop, like the commuter lounge thing. It's in there. Just drop by. I'll be there. I'll leave the door open for everyone. But yeah, definitely come visit me. Contact me, email me. If you have any ideas that you want to talk to me about for the podcast, if you want to be in the podcast, definitely tell me. We could plan something out. If you want to write for the newspaper, also just contact me. I'll love to. Like, I'll definitely submit it. We'll see what we can do. If you have any ideas, if you want to see something specific about what you want me to talk about in the podcast, obviously just let me know. I guess this is the first episode to the podcast, and I hope you guys liked it. Just as a reminder, this is Betsy Carreño, and this is the Dominican Star podcast, and I hope you enjoyed. Thank you, and have an amazing day.